Shabbat Shalom. I'm struck by the words that we just sung, Lehagid Baboker Chastecha, to declare your loving kindness each morning. It's hard to think that we are Jews, a people built on prayer that requires of us every day to declare God's loving kindness, knowing that loving kindness, chesed, isn't always seen in the world that we live in. And this week has been a bit of an odd week for me. On Sunday, I went to Washington, D.C. As many of you know, I'm a part of the American Jewish World Service Global Justice Fellowship. It's a fellowship that began in November. It ends in March. This was the last of our in-person meetings. It's 15 rabbis chosen from strategic states across the country. To be a part of this cohort, what did we do? We met in New York in November. The meeting was Monday and Tuesday, right before, well, Tuesday was election day. So I was in New York City with Ruth Messenger, who had run for mayor of New York and lost to Rudy Giuliani, which was the greatest thing that ever happened to the Jewish people for American Jewish World Service. But I was in New York City on election day, feeling the energy surrounding us with a group of rabbis whose mission is human rights and justice. We went to Guatemala in January for 8 days. It turned out that we ended up in Guatemala 3 days after the president, Jimmy Morales, ended the mandate of CICIG, which is the Committee Against Impunity and Corruption of Government in Guatemala, funded largely by the United States. It's the check and balance of the Guatemalan people. It's what brings them justice and keeps the government honest. And the president said, oh, you're investigating my family. You're out. Used U.S. tanks to surround the U.S. embassy. Just this week, the U.S. said, that's not okay to use our dollars to intimidate our people. So I was there as I watched Guatemala come to protest for democratic rights, for safety and security of their people. And then I was in D.C. this week, you know, 10 days after Ilhan Omar made her statements. They were seen to be anti-Semitic during the time when the United States was trying to decide what to do with their foreign policy surrounding Guatemala. As you could say, this fellowship has sort of put me in the center of all of these issues. So I was in D.C. I landed on Sunday, 6 o'clock. It was light out. Thank you, daylight savings time. Made it to my hotel on public transit, something I hate doing by myself, but I did it. I even changed trains. I'm very proud of myself. I made it to the Mayflower Hotel. I put my stuff down in my room, and after 6 hours on a plane and in the airport, I needed to get out, so I went for a walk. Wouldn't you know that that led me to walk right by the White House? Interesting feeling these days. The last time I was in D.C., it was when Obama was in the White House. It felt different. There are many more blockades surrounding that space. I continued my walk. I ended up at the Washington Monument. It was dark, and I'm really terrible at sense of direction. So basically, I was like, hey, Washington Monument, I'm going to walk to where I see the lights. Where are the people? At the Lincoln Memorial. So I walked to the Lincoln Memorial, and I stood there with teenagers, with groups from all over the country, looking at these monuments that talk about America, the dreams, the memories, the hopes for what we could be. That was wonderful. That was Sunday night. Monday morning, I woke up and I did the walk again, this time in daylight, so I knew where I was going and I was less fearful of the footsteps I heard behind me. I met up with a friend, and then I met up with the rest of the group from American Jewish World Service. Our job was to do lobbying. We were 27 rabbis from 20 different states set to do 59 different lobbying meetings with different members of Congress on Tuesday. I had 7 meetings. I was paired with the California representatives, which was really amazing. And we prepared to learn our talking points. So who did I lobby? I lobbied Dianne Feinstein. I sat in the office of Nancy Pelosi, yay California people. I met with her senior advisor. I met with Wyden and Merkley and Congresswoman Bonamici's staff. I was supposed to meet with Congresswoman Bonamici. She got called to a vote, so I didn't get to meet with her. I met with the staff of Kamala Harris. She's now running for president. And what did we talk about? We spoke about basic human rights. We spoke about our responsibility to make sure that every human being around the world is treated with respect and dignity. As Jews, we call that B'Tselem Elohim. It was notable because we are Jews speaking to non-Jewish issues. As American Jewish World Service famously talks about, Ruth Messenger says, we don't ask to help them because they're Jews. We're here because we are. Because we have a greater responsibility for humankind because of our Torah, because of our beliefs, because we believe every human being was created in the image of God. So we lobbied for rights of the refugees of Burma, the Rohingya, and the terrible way they've been treated and the genocide that was committed against them. There's a bill that will be introduced next week. Elliot Engel tried very hard to get it to be released before we got there. It just couldn't happen. We lobbied for the Guatemala Act, which was personal since I have just been in Guatemala, sanctions and holding the people accountable for the genocide that happened in Guatemala, because never again, when we say that as Jews, is not just about our people. It's about all genocide anywhere in the world. And we asked our representatives to sign on. Luckily, California and Oregon are very awesome. We have very good representatives to Congress who believe in what I believe in. And then we lobbied on the HER Act, which would repeal the global gag order forever. So what happens now is global gag, which is against abortion and women's rights, goes in place when there's a Republican administration and gets pulled back when there's Democratic administration. It goes back and forth. The HER Act would simply say enough is enough. Let's talk about what's scary is that our current global gag order that's out there, Donald Trump has tied all U.S. foreign aid dollars to any non-government organization to their stance on abortion and women's rights and reproductive rights. So organizations are afraid to offer care for women who've had an abortion because they're afraid they'll be associated and lose all their U.S. funding. It's a chilling effect. So we lobbied and we said women's rights, LGBTI rights, are human rights. We have to look at each other, no matter where we are as human beings. Injustice anywhere is not okay. It's a threat to justice. So there I was in DC Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I met with the State Department. We ended with a meeting with Elliot Engel. He's the chair of the Foreign Affairs Committee. And he said to us, this is the worst week I've ever had as a servant, public servant. Why? Anti-Semitism. They can't get anything through for human rights because we're all focused on the words of Omar, on the vitriol that it spilled. And it wasn't just what she said. It was because the right seems to say that all Democrats are anti-Semitic and the left isn't having a stance. And it's this back and forth. Nancy Pelosi's office said that at Wednesday, last Wednesday, at 10:30 at night, all anyone wanted was to stop Twitter from existing because we're fighting back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And I was there in D.C. listening to Elliot Engel, the chair of the Foreign Affairs Committee, talking about how he believes in the work that we're trying to do as American Jewish World Service for human rights, and he doesn't know where to go, because here we are in America not loving human beings. And I got home, and I was ready to talk to you about that tonight. And then I turned on the TV at 10 o'clock last night, and I learned that hatred is rampant, not just in America, that gun violence is not stuck here with where we live, but that in New Zealand, in Christchurch, gunmen had taken hate and turned it into action. they took hate in their heart, and 49 human beings were murdered in a mosque praising God. Wasn't so long ago, it was just October, that the same act happened in Pittsburgh. One of the rabbis in my group is from Squirrel Hill, from a synagogue just down the street from Tree of Life. And another rabbi married a guy from New Zealand and had spent his formative years as a rabbi living in New Zealand. This is not across the country or across the globe. These are my friends. These are humankind. These are people who are losing their lives because of hatred. Our parsha this week is Parshat Vayikra. Literally translated, it means, "and he called." It speaks of this deep calling of God to the Israelite people to stand up. But it's not enough just to add your voice to the myriad of voices calling out hatred when you see it. I quipped today, probably a little bit sarcastically, if I don't call out hatred on Facebook, does it mean that I stand against it? Because statements are there everywhere you look. What are we to do? What does it mean to be called as human beings to justice in a world that seems that everywhere we look there's hatred? Our parsha teaches with the guilt offering that we are not obligated to give a guilt offering just because we've done something wrong. The Torah holds us accountable for the things we did not do. If you had an opportunity to speak out against hate and did not do it, you owe a guilt offering. If you had the opportunity to stand up and stop somebody from doing something filled with hate, you are responsible for their actions. Because we have a guilt, we bear that when we don't stand up against it. So what happened? In October, when a Jewish community was threatened, the Muslim community rushed, and in Pittsburgh, the Muslim community raised enough money to pay for every funeral of every Jew who was murdered. No Jew paid for that funeral. It was our fellows. And today, when everybody else woke up, we found out about it last night because time change. What happened? The Jewish community sprung to action to raise enough money globally to pay for the funerals of every Muslim murdered in Christchurch. Because that's what it means to remember that we are a part of humankind. This week, we celebrate Shabbat Zachor, the Shabbat of memory. It's Purim next week. And while the story of Purim leads us to be joyful and full of love and excitement and merriment, the Shabbat before reminds us of Amalek, who stood behind us and tried to overcome us. And yet, we stood up for them. We remember what it was to be persecuted, and we say never again. We must stand up for persecution anywhere. The Pirkei Avot teaches us, and Ruth Messenger changes, where there are not enough menches, be a mensch. We live in a world filled with a lack of menches, people who take hate into their heart and act. Parshat Vayikra, Shabbat Zachor, reminds us to remember who we are, and we have to stand up for what we believe in. We have to stand up for chesed. Lehagid baboker chastacha. In the morning, we have to remember God's mercy and loving kindness upon us and take that into our day, that we can teach our children, that we can teach each other what it means to build a world filled not with hate, but with love and understanding. Stop, mitigate, rebuild. That's the policy. Stop hatred. Find a way to make policy less bad. Find a way to find common ground with each other and rebuild society. That's what we have to do. And we do that in the context of Olam Chesed Yibaneh. Psalm 89. When we build a world filled with love, we build a world that understands that it is our job to stand up against injustice and hatred, to stand for what we believe in, to write to our elected officials and tell them that we are grateful that they support us when they support policy that makes the world a better place, to tell them that we're behind them when they hear hate from either side, that we support the work that we're doing when we support it, to make sure that love and recognition of humanity is the message that gets spread, not only from our congregation to our fellows who are feeling the sadness and loss of their community, but to every human being who feels as though they are not welcome, as that they don't have love. Olam Chesed Ibane. May we build a world of love and of peace. And I think we should sing together tonight the words of Olam Chesed Ibane. It was put to music by Rabbi Menachem Krediter, an incredible rabbi who speaks out for justice across the world. And the words are in your program for tonight.
Olam chesed yibane, ya la 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 la. Olam chesed yibane, ya la 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 la. Olam chesed yibane, ya la la. La la la. Olam chesed yibane. Ya la 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 la. I will build this world from love. Ya la 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 la. And you must build this world from love. Ya la 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 la. And if we build this world from love, ya la 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 la. Then God will build this world from love. Ya la 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 la. Olam chesed yibane. Ya la 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 la. Olam chesed yibane. Ya la 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 la. Olam chesed yibane. Ya la 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 la. Olam chesed yibane. Ya la 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 la.
May we move forward building this world from love. Amen. Yeah.